This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our kids are just endless sources of entertainment, usually yes. Making us laugh. But yesterday, your daughter Tatum apparently did something that freaked your wife out.
Yeah, I went to the gym. I came back, and Tatum had this look of just like, okay, we're in the middle of a mission, Dad, and I need your help. Like, when I walk through the door, and she grabs my hand, I'm like, okay, what's about to happen? She's like, Dad, I need you to save a spider. And she's smiling big, and she has a stuffed spider. So I thought for sure that this was going to be one of those situations where it was like just one of her quote-unquote stuffies, and she was going to take me up, and there's this big-ass spider, and it's like, oh, you got me. And I'm like, a real one or like a fake one? She's like, a real one. And I'm like, all right, how's Mom doing? She's like, Mom doesn't want anything to do with this.
Mom's standing on the counter.
Right, she's like, Mom wants to kill it. I want to save it. And I'm like, oh, I bet Mom wants to kill it. She wants me to kill it. So this is like a whole... I used to come back from the gym before we had a kid, and if there was a spider, Sid would also be doing the same thing, grab me by the hand and say, go kill this thing. So now I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. So I pull out my phone, of course, as I'm walking to the bathroom to get, like, you know, expert analysis from little Tatum, and this is how it went.
Safe.
All right, so what are we going to do?
So first we have to go in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see this thing. It's crazy.
It's crazy?
Yes, like,
it's red
eyes.
So show me where it is.
Over there.
All right, now I walk in, and I'm, you know, Sid's already not in the other room. She's not even, like, anywhere near this thing because she's freaking out. And this is a big-ass spider. Like, I honestly was like, I don't really feel like getting anywhere near this, but I can't show fear to my child who's, like, all excited about this. So I have to, like, kind of act like as if this is no big deal.
Oh, boy.
Like, it's not like a tarantula, but it's a big-ass spider.
Sure.
That would have been funny if it was you just drunk in the bathroom.
Kill it.
Whole different tarantula. All right.
Is that the spider?
Yeah.
And you want me to save it? And what are we going to do with it?
Put it in the spider house.
Where's that?
It's outside.
Okay.
Like, I'm a dummy.
Come on, Dad.
Now, mind you, the spider house is just a lump of dirt in a bed of rocks in our backyard. It's such an eyesore, and I hate looking at this thing, but it's so cute. Like, she built this dirt house for spiders.
Remember?
Did Mommy want to save it?
No, but your mom says maybe Dad could do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. It's massive. This is a really big spider.
And then she just walks off. I'm like, what kind of assistant are you? She just leaves to go tell Mom everything that's going on as I'm standing on a toilet trying to get this thing with a plastic cup and a piece of paper.
She's obviously the manager of the home, so she delegated, and now she's moving on to her next task.
Off to her next project. I do give her props. She had the back door open and ready to go so I could walk out quickly and put the spider outside.
What was your technique for trapping the spider?
Plastic cup, boom, on the wall, and then slide that paper in, baby.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Textbook.
And then I'm an idiot, though. I'm like, I wonder if this is going to suffocate the spider. We have to hurry this up. I'm like, this thing is not going to, like, there's, like, plenty of air pockets coming from the paper. And I'm, like, freaking out that I'm going to now kill the spider and traumatize my poor child.
I love that she's turned you into a little bleeding heart spider guy.
Oh, but Sid, it hates this. She even says, I hate that our daughter loves spiders so much. Hate that she loves them that much.
Why does she have a spider stuffy?
Because it was at the store, duh.
Why not?
They had him at the pet, at the vet. The vet that we take our dogs to, they have like a little wall of stuffed animals for some reason.
Aww. Are they dog toys?
I'm not sure. Maybe?
Oh, gosh.
But for Tatum, they're stuffies.
Oh, my God.
You're probably right. They are dog toys.
So, now, how long is the spider still in the spider house?
I mean, it went right into the dirt. It seemed very appreciative that I saved it.
And can you show me? Well, I mean, I guess in like compared to like the size of a quarter, how big was the spider?
Oh, it was bigger than a quarter.
Whoa!
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, it's probably like a half dollar. It wasn't like it was massive to us in our house, but like it wasn't like anything awful like that.
I just like that she has such a good heart.
I know. And it drives my wife crazy because all she wants is this damn thing dead. And she's like, I never thought I'd be in a house where we're saving spiders.
You know what's the other funny thing? That like my husband is your wife. He's a huge spider wimp, so I'm the one that has to deal with the spiders.
Really?
And even yesterday, Barrett was like, Mom, there's a huge spider in the stairway. And there was, and I had to deal with it.
So does everybody have one member of the household is the spider wimp? Danny, is it you?
It's you, probably.
Oh, it's me, 100%.
Yeah. Linda probably just takes him and just eats him. He's like, yeah.
I'm seven.
No, she runs in the other room and hides.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
So you're both scared of spiders.
No, I'm not. No, I'm the one that takes care of them. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm the one that takes care of them. She is so scared. Like, she will call me when I'm like out of town and be like, I don't know what to do. There's a spider in the bathroom. And I'm like, well, you kill it. And she's like, I'm just not going to go in there and hope it goes away.
I'm going to close the door and hope it's still there. There have been times where I've come back and I was like, there's a spider in the bathroom. I'm like, all right, I've been gone. She's like, I saw it when you left. I'm like, I've been gone for like an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
Is it still there? She's like, I don't know. And I go up there and of course it's not.
Yeah.
So is it you or George?
This is a shock, but it's George.
George is scared of spiders.
Yes. Hates them. Yeah, isn't that embarrassing? We all thought it'd be me. So I have to kill them. But sometimes we have high ceilings, so sometimes I can't. So I'm like, babe, you're taller than me. You got to take this.
That's when you get the vacuum with the vacuum hose and you suck it down.
No, he can face the fear, okay?
Do love the sex. Tatum is a future manager. Hey, you take care of this, and then walks away.
I love it.
Pretty much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.